Hi, I'm Ryan Sim. Welcome to these daily challenges. It's Christmas Eve, and so I know a lot of our regulars are probably not working today, but I wanted to make sure there were videos here for those of you who are working. So I want to say thank you. I used to be a paramedic, and so I have a special place in my heart for people who have to work on the big holidays to serve other people. We're going to look at one passage from Scripture each day this week. It's a little different from our usual rhythm, but I think it's what makes the most sense for a week when people are going to be working at different times or not at all. And the first one has to do with waiting. Since this is Christmas Eve, it's a time when Christians are intentionally waiting and trying to remember what it was like to wait about 2,000 years ago for the coming of God's anointed one or Messiah. We're going to look now at that passage from Scripture that talks about that period of waiting. Comes from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 32 to 37. And it has to do with Jesus talking about what it'll be like to wait for him to come back to earth after his first time here. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. What I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Now, when you hear Jesus talking that way about his coming again and being awake and ready, you may think I'm talking about the Mayan apocalypse or something like that. Well, if you're watching this on the 24th, then clearly that whole thing didn't happen. Sorry. The other thing you may hear when you hear Jesus talking about waiting is you may think of something really passive, that, oh, we just have to wait for him to come again. We twiddle our thumbs. We never know when it'll happen. It's already been 2,000 years, so why bother? Well, I want to say this isn't about a passive kind of waiting. It's about a very active kind of waiting. Jesus doesn't just say to his followers, just wait around, see what happens. He says, wait, and you have a job to do. You need to keep awake. You need to be ready for this. It's not something that'll happen to you. It's something that you're a part of. And so as you're working Christmas Eve, waiting for the end of your shift, waiting for the end of your work day, maybe partway through the day, or as you're just waiting for the joy of Christmas morning. Either way, as you're waiting, wait actively, wait as a follower of Jesus. And that's why my challenge for you today, as you go about your day, is to think about ways that you might be able to interact with people in a way that has you not just waiting for Jesus to return, but rather that has you as part of his solution. What can you do today intentionally as a follower of Jesus?